here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the novel Tom Jones, Henry Fielding, born Sharpham, England, 1707, best known in his own day as the playwright, author of many satiric plays that got him in trouble with the authorities. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, "I don't fish, cook, dance, endorse books, sign declarations, eat oysters, get drunk, go to analysis, or take part in any demonstrations. I'm a mild old gentleman, very kind." Vladimir Nabokov said that, who was born on this day in 1899 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Born to an aristocratic family, his father was a lawyer. He grew up trilingual, fluent in English, French, and Russian. Family fled Russia during the Bolshevik Revolution, settled in England. Nabokov studied at Cambridge. Initially, he studied zoology. He was so interested in butterflies, but then he studied French and Russian literature and became a writer. Arrived in America in 1940. He taught at Wellesley and Cornell, became a U.S. citizen. He said, "I'm as American as April in Arizona." He and his wife never bought a house. They preferred to be renters. Nabokov wrote standing up at a lectern, making notes on index cards, which he then arranged in order, gave to his wife, Vera, who typed them out into manuscript form. She was also his bookkeeper, his agent, his manager. He said to his wife, "You turn my life into something light, amazing, rainbowed." He wrote many novels in the 40s, never earned more than a few hundred dollars for them, until Lolita came out in 1955. The success of it made it possible for Nabokov to quit teaching and to move with his wife Vera to Switzerland, where they lived in a hotel. And it's the birthday of the poet Louise Glick, born New York City in 1943. Her first collection of poetry, Firstborn, came out in 1968. She was just 25, won the Pulitzer Prize for her collection, The Wild Iris. Louise Glick, who said, "I think the question of who's going to be a writer has more to do with intelligence and hunger than talent. There's a ton of talent, and it takes you only so far. People with toughness and the willingness to start over, combined with intense need, those are the people who can become anything." Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, entitled "The Sound of a Tree Falling." "Your mother complains about my snoring," Father said, "but she forgets to mention the times I was awakened in the middle of the night by the sound celery makes when you bite into it. At first I thought it was a tree falling on the house. I almost jumped out of bed, but when I saw her munching on celery, I knew I was safe. Crackers are just as loud. They sound like a chainsaw cutting wood. My snoring is a form of self-defense. It drowns out the other noises." The Sound of a Tree Falling, a poem by Hal Sirovitz from Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.